cold front's moving through the southeastern states. It'll have cleared by tomorrow, although a southerly wind flow will still help to keep the temperatures a little bit cooler. It'll produce a few isolated showers in southern Victoria, also across Tasmania, although it should be generally dry in the north, and most of these showers are going to be fairly light and isolated. We'll still see some showers and storms across the far northern tropics of Queensland, about the southeast quarter. Also, quite a bit of thunderstorm activity through Western Australia along a trough that extends back into the Northern Territory. But for Queensland, it's the far northern tropics, so areas probably more north of Townsville, more likely to see some showers and storms. Also around the southeastern quarter of the state, the chance of afternoon showers and storms as a cool change and trough move through. Should be a generally dry day for New South Wales. It could be a very isolated shower along the coast, but more likely developing about the central and southern areas in the evening, and a few showers and a possible thunderstorm about the very far northeast corner. For Victoria, a few showers south of the ranges. They're going to be very isolated, light and patchy, probably a little more likely about the coastal fringe. We've also got only very isolated and light showers in Tasmania, and generally about the coastal areas away from the north. For South Australia, the odd shower or two about the southeast, perhaps the Mount Lofty ranges, but most areas should remain dry. Showers and storms, though, possible through much of the southwest land division. They'll extend up to the north and along the border areas, along much of the Northern Territory and the far north of the Territory as well.